You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Hello and welcome to Thought for November the 27th. Our readings are Esther chapter 2, Amos chapter 7, and the book of Titus chapters 1, 2, and 3. And our thought is, the grace of God training us. When I was a child, I remember the word grace as being what was said before a meal, words of thanksgiving, and that up to a point is what it means. It is a special word in the writings of Paul. Have a careful look at how he uses it. Paul sees a great need to express his thanksgiving at the wonder of God's grace toward him. So grace is specially related to the spirit of forgiveness. God's mercy towards those who fear and love him, especially those who had been kicking against the goads of conscience, as Paul had been. It is the same today. God never changes. Our reading today is the whole of his letter to Titus, the three chapters, but that's only 46 verses. Four times he uses the word grace. The passage that particularly jumps out is, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives." Chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. God's work of grace is centered on the work of his Son. But here's a very important question. How does God's grace train us? Usually, training means to receive instruction. Surely, Paul understood that the spirit of thanksgiving for God's mercy, in that he is not dealing with us as we deserve, that this should cause such a reaction of appreciation in our minds that it causes us to want to live self-controlled and godly lives and be ready to show grace to others. But that did not always happen. Elsewhere, Paul asks the question, are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? Romans 6, verse 15. Meaning, dare we think that as God is always forgiving, does it really matter if we sin? Is this what he was indicating when he wrote, "Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more"? Romans 5, verse 20. It is tragic that some Christians see this as license to do whatever they like without experience any prickling of conscience. It was a perception of this attitude which turned Mahatma Gandhi away from Christianity. If you read his autobiography, it is an attitude caused by shallow thinking. But we are invited to lift up our minds toward heavenly things, as Paul also writes to Titus, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Well, thank you once again for joining us for Thought for the Day, where together we can open up the pages of God's Word, remembering that that Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, Most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.